U.S. warns ships ignoring orders in Hormuz may be treated as threats. The U.S. military has issued strong warnings to commercial vessels operating in and around the Strait of Hormuz, stating that those that fail to comply with orders may be treated as hostile targets. These warnings come as the U.S. Navy expands its operations near the Strait of Hormuz and continues enforcing a blockade of Iranian ports amid the ongoing conflict with Iran. The U.S. Naval Forces Central Command, NAVCENT, has stated that vessels that do not comply with directions from U.S. forces may be determined to be an imminent threat and subject to proportionate measures of self-defense in accordance with international law. This is a significant escalation of the tensions in the region, which could have far-reaching consequences for global maritime trade. The advisory also warns that any vessel observed engaging in or supporting mine-laying activities will be targeted by U.S. forces in self-defense. Mariners are being instructed to avoid the Strait of Hormuz traffic separation scheme and to coordinate transits with the U.S. Navy's Naval Cooperation and Guidance for Shipping, CAGS, program. The JMIC maintained its regional maritime threat level at critical, warning vessel operators to expect increased naval activity, heightened force protection measures, VHF hailing by military units, and congestion near anchorage areas. The U.S.-led blockade of Iranian ports remains in effect throughout the Arabian Gulf, Strait of Hormuz, Gulf of Oman, and North Arabian Sea. Vessels participating in ship-to-ship transfers intended to circumvent the blockade may also be considered in violation. The blockade notice warns that enforcement actions may include disabling and destructive fires against vessels that fail to demonstrate immediate compliance with blockading forces.